Please may I ask you to welcome to the stage for the opening session of the 6th LSE Asia Forum, LSE Director and President, Professor Craig Calhoun, and Senator Dato Sri Abdul Wahid Omar, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office.
Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, in case you were in any doubt, I am Professor Craig Calhoun, Director of the LSE, and I'm pleased to welcome you all to the 6th LSE Asia Forum. I'm delighted to see so many of you here today. It's a wonderful turnout, and it's terrific to have so many of our alumni back with us. We anticipate a day of lively discussion. Debate. There will always be debate. This is the LSE, after all. And discourse on a range of topics. The sessions today address major issues for Asia and for the world, political, economic, social, and one of the messages is that it is very hard to separate the political, the economic, and the social in our contemporary world, just as it's hard to separate the fate of individual countries from their regions, and from the whole world. I'm extremely pleased to see so many alumni, friends, and supporters of the school in the audience. My colleagues and I have made the trip from London here to Kuala Lumpur in order to meet with you and to discuss, but also to demonstrate and to advance the relationship of the LSE to Malaysia and to the region. Let me extend also a warm welcome to all of those who are watching online. The LSE is honored that Senator Dato Sri Abdul Wahid Omar, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, has been able to join us today to deliver the keynote address at this LSE Asia Forum on behalf of the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Minister, we are most grateful to you for stepping in at short notice to represent the Prime Minister. We understand that the Prime Minister is undertaking a visit overseas to advance the search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, an important evidence of international collaboration. All of us here in the hall today, Minister, are all too aware of the tragic events surrounding the disappearance of this flight. Please let me take this opportunity to put on record that my thoughts and those of the LSE community are with you, the people of Malaysia, and all of those affected across the region and globally by these terrible events. We very much hope that some form of closure comes soon for all those involved. Given these circumstances, we are especially grateful that you have been able to find time to be with us today. For those who are Twitter users in the audience, the hashtag for today's forum is #LSEAF. I know the Prime Minister of Malaysia is on Twitter, as am I. I have a feeling that our minister guest is maintaining a bit of privacy from the online activism. But I invite all of those who are here who wish to comment to do so. And I have to admit that I have a degree of jealousy in all of this. I have 10 or 12,000 followers, and I thought that was a lot, but I note that the Prime Minister of Malaysia has 1.97 million Twitter followers. This rather eclipses my total. Minister, ladies and gentlemen, today's event and the previous 5 LSE Asia forums have the agenda of connecting the school to the region, but most of all, addressing pivotal issues. The first of these forums took place 10 years ago, and the continuity in the series demonstrates the importance that LSE attaches to the region. We think of ourselves increasingly as an Asian university, a global university, as well as a British university, because our work takes up issues that are common to all of these. This relationship started soon after the founding of the LSE in 1895. Two of the founders of the LSE, Beatrice and Sidney Webb, visited a great many of the countries of this region, including Malaysia. Over more than a century since then, substantive cultural, academic, and research links between the LSE and Asia have developed strongly. This includes the range of students who have come from Malaysia and elsewhere in the region to the school since nearly the year of its founding. We believe, therefore, that through its history, LSE has had a special role and influence in the wider community in Asia. Many LSE alumni have gone on to become leaders in politics, business, law, civil society, and the arts across the region and across the globe. Some of you who are here qualify for this distinction as important leaders among our alumni. We are very proud of our alumni family, and therefore I was pleased yesterday that a new generation of students from this region and this country graduated from LSE at our first ever graduation ceremony in Malaysia. Many congratulations to all of them. Events such as today's forum do not just happen. The school and I are therefore extremely grateful for all the support we have received from our sponsors. You will see these listed on the stage and in the program. Their support has been complemented by the tremendous assistance of the LSE Malaysian Alumni Association. And I want to record my great gratitude to Dato' Lee Hau Hian and his colleagues for their support and assistance in this forum. Minister, ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned just a moment ago LSE's historical relationship with Asia. That relationship is demonstrated today in a variety of ways, from the double degree programs we offer in partnership with Beijing University, BEDA, and the National University of Singapore, major social and health sciences research programs, including one running collaboration with the Tata Institute of Social Sciences and the Tata Trusts in India. There's a PhD student exchange with the Department of Economics at the University of Tokyo, as well as others with NUS in a range of fields. And there are countless individual academic collaborations between LSE staff and their colleagues from a range of universities and other institutions, research institutions, think tanks, indeed government departments, all across Asia. I am pleased to be able to make an announcement this morning of something new in this history of collaborations between the LSE and the region. Our relationship will strengthen yet further because we are about to establish a new Southeast Asia Center at the LSE and as a bridge between the LSE in London and the region. This will be at once a physical center in London, bringing together the strengths and expertise of the LSE on the region of Southeast Asia, and at the same time a virtual center and a bridge that is building relationships throughout Southeast Asia, including here in Malaysia. This new center has been made possible by generous donations from one of our most prominent Asian graduates, Professor Saw Swee Hock. The Saw Swee Hock Southeast Asia Center will address interdisciplinary analysis of policy questions facing Southeast Asia, while strengthening further our engagements in research, in teaching, and in public policy throughout the ASEAN region. I am pleased, moreover, to tell you today that the new center will be directed by my Malaysian-born academic colleague, the very distinguished economist, Professor Danny Kwa. Danny, who is with us today, is professor of economics and international development at the LSE, and I am pleased to say is also demonstrative of an interdisciplinary set of relations at the LSE. He is a leading economist, but he is an economist who also works to connect economic knowledge to public policy issues through collaboration and recognition of the importance of other perspectives and the need for interdisciplinary research. He is a leading expert on the rise of Asia, and indeed will address some of that here in this conference. His links to Malaysia are crucial to his work. They give a perspective that is important, although the work is regional and global, as well as national. I cannot think of a more appropriate setting to announce this exciting new development, and I cannot think of a more appropriate leader than Professor Danny Kwa. I express again my gratitude to Professor Sawsley Hawk for helping to make this possible financially. I am now pleased to welcome to the podium Senator Dato Sri Abdul Wahid Omar, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, who will deliver the keynote address at this LSE Asia Forum on behalf of Datuk Seri Najib Tun Razak, the Prime Minister of Malaysia. I should say, by the way, that the Prime Minister also spoke at the first of these events, which took place in Thailand in 2004. So although we miss him today, we know that he is familiar with the LSE Asia Forum, and we're grateful. Dato Sri Abdul Wahid was appointed to the Prime Minister's Department in charge of economic planning in June 2013. Before his appointment to the government, the minister enjoyed an illustrious career in corporate and financial management, culminating in his appointment as President and CEO of Maybank, Malaysia's largest banking group, from 2008. I would ask you all to give a very warm welcome to the minister.